from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to this special halftime edition of the Current OC. I'm Madison Bayham.
And I'm Rye Chowdhury. Can you believe we've reached the beginning of November? The Halloween spirit has taken over.
Rye, you want a trick or treat?
I'll stick with the treat for now.
Well, how about some trivia? Did you know the phrase trick or treat started in Canada in the 1920s? Apparently, some pranksters demanded treats from homeowners or they would play a trick on the house.
Interesting. That's a solid Halloween history lesson. Let's get to the halls to see who had the best costume.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Our Current OC camera's out bright and early to catch those in the Halloween spirit. Who has the best costume? We'll let you decide. We heard the SWAT team was called to check out what was going on the second floor. What's Halloween without a good scare? Sorry, Mrs. Georges. We had Cokes, clergy, hot dogs, bananas, and even a taco. There were some great costumes. We hope everyone had a fantastic Halloween. Well, if you know the Current OC reporter Joe Mayan, you know he's arguably the biggest Halloween fan in the school. From his elf costume to Michael Myers, he usually goes all in.
Yeah, and you never know what costume he's gonna with next. So here's Joe and the Terrifier to find out what's the best Halloween costume of all time.
What's your favorite Halloween costume?
My favorite Halloween costume is definitely the one you're wearing.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
The sheriff.
All right.
That one.
I'd have to say.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
Probably the gorilla.
The Grinch. I've seen better, but I personally like the Grinch. I was supposed to go for the Grinch, but couldn't find it.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
I'd have to say that Barney inflatable one.
My favorite Halloween costume are probably like the Gru and Minion combo. I feel like it's so funny and like seeing people walk around with it, it's just hilarious.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
John Cena, 2014.
Favorite of all time when Mr. Weaver dressed up as the Wizard.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
I love when people dress up as like the like peanut butter and jelly. I think that's fun.
Good job, Joe. My favorite is the sheriff. How about you, Rye?
My favorite costume is the Jesus costume.
Well, we are at halftime of the OC football game. Here's our sports guy, Cameron Williams, with a quick sports update.
Thanks, ladies. It comes as no surprise that as the Red Raiders host the Redbirds from Allentown in the first round of Group 3 playoffs tonight, the theme of the game is survive in advance. Obviously, a big night of playoff football, but we are switching gears to our star-studded cross-country team. Senior Maeve Smith has been a standout the past three seasons, and now we know where she'll be running in college. Among the top runners in the state, Maeve made a decision this week to continue her running career at Villanova University. Maeve is looking forward to racing on the main line as a Wildcat, but before that, she wants her OC team to finish strong with a sectional title and even more. Quiet and reserved, Maeve is a fierce competitor. She says much of her success goes to her OC coaching.
They mean a lot to me. It's like they taught me everything I know. I didn't know anything about running. So, yeah, they've definitely like made me the runner I am today.
I tell you what, I might be more excited than Maeve is, which is hard to say. She just deserves the best. You know, she's the greatest. She's the leader of our team, and she works so hard. So it's nice to see that hard work kind of come to fruition. I mean, Maeve's come so far. She really has set the tone for the school, I think, in the fall season. She went from freshman year not running at all to first season making me the champs as a sophomore in the winter time to now having multiple Division I offers and really having to make decisions. So it's just so fun to watch her enjoy it all, beat everybody, and have some goals coming up. So it'll be fun to watch her keep racing.
Congratulations to Maeve and also to senior Chloe Kerr, who just announced she's headed to St. Joe's to run cross country as well. That means Maeve and Chloe will be at rival schools running against each other. Good luck to both of them. Now let's kick it over to Bryn Gallagher for your weekend forecast. Hey, Bryn.
Thanks, Cameron. Before we get to the forecast, an important reminder for everyone, you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Remember to set your clock back on Saturday night for daylight savings time. You'll get more sleep Sunday morning, but be ready. The sun will be setting around 5 o'clock now. Now to tomorrow's forecast, Saturday will be a mix of sun and clouds with a high temperature around 61 degrees. Chilly at night as it drops into the 40s. Winds will be about 10 miles per hour. And taking a look at the 7-day forecast, Sunday looks good as well. No rain in sight until later next week as we see chance of showers on Thursday. Temperatures will still be above normal in the 60s. Hard to believe we're already into November. That's a look at your current OC forecast.
Thanks, Bryn. Hey, you're a surfer. What are the waves looking like this weekend?
Not so good. Our state championships got moved back to May.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, that will do it for this halftime edition of The Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media, OCNJTV, so be sure to give us a like and follow.
For Madison, Cameron, and Bryn, I'm Rye Chowdhury. Thanks for watching. Now let's send it back to Tom Williams for the second half of the game.